Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app.
Well, hello and welcome to Crappy Hour. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Ben, let me be honest with you. It is going so great.
Good. We'd love to hear that.
How's it going in your life?
It's going pretty well. Very excited about these Crappy Awards, I have to say. Very stressed, too. We were just commiserating about how stressful it is. I'm really, really stressed, mainly because I have too many tabs that are open right now. But I'm so excited. And honestly, we just announced the round two voting ballot, and a whole bunch of people, a bunch of Bravo lebs, regrammed it. And I'm just actually a little starstruck. Like, I went into our DMs, and everything was like, Phaedra Parks mentioned you in their story, and so-and-so mentioned you in their story. And I was like, Whitney Levitt wrote a comment. I was like, Whitney Levitt. So I'm kind of like, I'm like an emotional wreck right now.
Yeah, it's your dream come true. It's all your homies.
Yes. I'm like stressed and excited all at once. Yeah.
Well, I just got back from a little friend vacation, like a little friend trip, which was really nice and meaningful and stuff. We cried. But I just came back to LA for the first time since I left a few weeks ago. Yikes. Yikes on bikes. It's pretty smoky. It's pretty smoky here. And it's also freezing in this house. This is the thing about old houses. They are cold and they're also very hot. Insulate, guys. There's my advice to you. Insulate. It's also a huge day in the country. You know, Trump just took over. So here we go, people.
Yeah.
There was a dude next to me on the plane watching it, and I couldn't get my internet to work, so I couldn't get my YouTube TV on. So I was watching it in silence. So I was just making up stuff that they were saying. And it was still horrifying. I didn't even understand what was happening. Really? Here's what I did understand. Why is Melania dressed like the Watcher? Why was she dressed like that? Did you see how she was dressed?
I don't know what the internet's take is on Melania's outfit. I actually really enjoyed it. I enjoyed that little hat. It reminded me of the people that walk on the sidewalks in the ritzy parts of Grand Theft Auto, you know? When you're driving down, there's always a lady walking with like one of those hats. And then, of course, you run her over. And then she's like, hey, stop it, you know?
She was in like a disguise, which I thought was really funny. We see you.
Sucker. I missed the inauguration. So sorry to say. I was busy doing actual work for the Crappies. But I did see that, that we have been signed out of the Paris Accords. Cause I mean, climate change. I mean, what sort of impact could that possibly have on the world? Anyway, what you're saying about the smoke going on in California, Ronnie?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's all burning. So let's get to it. So we've got some stuff going on over here on the Watch What Crappens news desk. Crazy stuff happening. Actually, not a huge moment in Bravo gossip, or not a huge couple of weeks in Bravo gossip, unless we're missing something. And we are reading your comments as much as we can. And yes, Rebecca Parker, speaking of, someone said spy versus spy, and that's exactly what Melania's dressed like.
Yes,
thank you. I don't even know what the Watcher is. Why did I say the Watcher? But yeah, it is very spy versus spy.
Didn't Aaron Bell
a duck version of that, Ben?
A spy versus a spy duck version, probably. I mean, why not? Like, they kind of look like ducks. They had those.
They do look like ducks, right?
Yeah. By the way, I have not started watching Love Island All Stars. To answer Aaron Bell's question, I would like to. This is like the worst time for me to start that show. Because again, I'm just going to keep on announcing how stressed I am. But I do plan on catching up once the Crappies are done.
What show is it?
My Love Island All Stars.
Oh,
so
yeah, I don't know.
It's the British All Stars.
Well, can I start with this. He's quite fit. Yes. He's quite fit.
It's still early days. I would like to start with a piece of gossip because it's from last week, and since we were talking already about smokiness here in California, because obviously there were terrible, terrible fires that raged through this community 2 weeks ago. But one of the things that happened was, as many, many people were displaced, I mean, thousands of homes, structures were destroyed, and people were, they lost their homes, and so they needed to find new places. And so I feel like I'm setting up to sound like I'm making a good joke here, but I'm not, that people needed places to live. And there were some really shitty people out there that started like hiking up their rents. They were basically gouging people who just lost their homes, who lost everything in their lives, have to restart the rebuild. And when people are like at their worst, there are these landlords that have that hiked up their rental prices. It's just really despicable and disgusting. So of course a Bravo star did it. And happy to announce it was Mike Shuhead of Equity Union, also from Shaws of Sunset. So someone last week, Marlena Rodriguez, she was posting on Twitter that she said, my new hobby of doxing exploitative landlords and reporting them to the Attorney General. This is what she's doing. So she puts up a screenshot, not realizing she's put up a screenshot of Mike from Shaws of Sunset because she clearly doesn't watch. And basically he had a rental that in August, it was at $12,000 a month, and then obviously wasn't selling, so it went down to $10,000 a month. And then in October, he actually removed this listing where it was still at $10,000 a month. And then on January 12th, aka like 4 or 5 days after these fires broke out, he returned it to the market for $16,000. So he raised the price $6,000 per month in the wake of the fires. So congratulations, Mike. You are shitty in so many new ways we didn't even know you could be.
Yeah, what an asshole. My God. Right. Yeah, that guy's a total piece of shit. And in related news, listen, when everything is going crazy in this world, you can always rely on Bravo men to remind you, yeah, people are shitty still. So it didn't really bring any like smiles to anybody's faces, but you know, they're shitty people. So here you go. The next one up to bat is Mr. Jax Taylor, who posted, as you know, the devastation from the fires here in LA has caused many to lose their homes, and that includes their beds. So I wanted to find a way to help the city I love and give back. So I've teamed up with At Mattress. I'm not even going to say their fucking names, to give away 10 free mattresses to anyone that has been affected by the fires. Here's how you can nominate yourself or someone you know. Follow Mr. Jax Taylor and At Mattress. Tag anyone you know that's been personally affected by the Los Angeles fires. Can I tell you, if I lost my house in the Los Angeles fires and you tagged me in a post to win a free mattress from Jax for yourself, I would fucking murder you. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine like, oh, you lost your home, you need a bed? Okay, I'll give you a mattress, but only if you give me a follow on social media first.
Do you know how many people have had to burn mattresses after sleeping with Jax Taylor? That he would even get this promotion is fucking crazy. I mean, you want to talk about sleeping with a man that leads to burning feelings? It's Jax.
Yeah. Jax, who still had access to TikTok. He was bragging that he had access to TikTok because he downloaded it in Canada. So his wasn't going to go away. I mean, if there's any reason to support the ban on TikTok, it would be like just to have one fewer social media account by Jax Taylor that we all had to endure.
And just so you know, you guys, that was a misspeak on Ben's part. No one wants to outlaw TikToks. Okay. Tic Tacs, good.
Did I say Tic Tacs?
Tic Tacs are necessary, all right?
Someone save it. I'm going to get like a Tic Tac box. I'll say, thank you, President Trump, for saving our mints.
Yeah, that TikTok thing. They're like, thank God. Thank you, President Trump, for saving TikTok and democracy. TikTok was gone for a day, and it was crazy watching people melt the fuck down online, not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
I saw two young people actually look at each other at the airport, and it was the weirdest thing. Like, they didn't have anything to look at on their phone, and they just looked up, and they were like, oh, yeah. far, wherever you are. It was a crazy, day in America.
I was really hoping that this would bring Vine back to life. It's like, okay, TikTok is down. Vine, it's time for your comeback. Welcome back. Another bombshell enters the villa. It's Vine.
Yeah. But it didn't happen. I saw another one that everyone's signing up for to replace Instagram because Instagram also came out with those new, well, I don't want to say laws. They canceled a bunch of things that were there to protect, you know.
Yeah, no, Facebook is like, hey, you know what? Free speech is the best. So we're going to take away all the fact checkers. And if you want to say that gay people are like mentally deranged and should be like thrown into a dumpster, you can say it's fine. But if you want to put a trans flag on your Facebook Messenger, well, that's just we're down for all the free speech except for that free speech. So sorry, guys and gals.
We're going to protect the religious free speech, which is calling gay people freaks. That's fine. But, you know, so anyway, people were looking for an alternative for that. So I went on there and they don't even have an app yet. It's just like some website, which probably means we should sign up, right? I'm never at the beginning of this shit. So I signed up, but then I already forgot what it was. Like, I wouldn't be able to find it again because TikTok came back. I'm not on TikTok anyway. What do I care?
Yeah, it's... I'm glad because I started to like get swept up into TikTok and it was like, it was becoming part of my rotation because I have this really annoying rotation wherein I just go through like four or five apps around and around and around in a circle. I'll go onto Facebook for no good reason because there's nothing good on Facebook except people saying that someone died. And then, which is not a good thing. I'm just saying that's all that there is on there.
People
and then I go to
people are fucking vultures on Facebook. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I go to X, which I hate myself for going there, but I go. Then I go to Blue Sky. And then I go to Instagram. Maybe I go to New York Times Games, try to do Spelling Bee. And then I go right back to Facebook. I just go in this circle all day long. Like within 5 minutes, it's around. Board Game Geek goes in there too. It's just around and around and around and around.
Yeah,
and
I think so, we all do that.
So TikTok never got into that rotation for some reason and it started to. And then somewhere I like fell out of it. So then when all this TikTok panic happened, I was like, hey, I'm actually okay.
Well, TikTok's bad for me. Well, first of all, one thing I really always loved about TikTok was that they really popularized dancing in place, which I love. I love dancing where you just stand in place and you just move your elbows. Like, to me, that's like art. Like, I love that.
Mm.
But where it really gets me is it's just I'm too easily swayed. Like, I believe anything that people tell me. And so TikTok is too many people teaching me wrong information. I mean, every time I watch TikTok, I walk away with some facts that are immediately debunked by whoever I tell them to, you know. So I had to stop that. But anyway, TikTok's back, everybody. Don't worry. You can influence. And Jax ended up getting a VPN and working his way around it. And he ended up in some other country and they're like, nobody knows you in that country, Jax. Like, you're not going to be able to get accounts there, you idiot. What do you think you're going to get?
Jax. Can't wait for
Shut
the
up,
valley.
Jax.
That being said, can't wait for the valley to come back.
Oh yeah.
I'm ready for it.
We need to see him get torn down all year. You know, that's
good. Yeah. Exactly.
But I have a friend who works in like analytics for big company. I don't know. She explained it to me and it was so hard to follow because I'm not smart like that. But basically she tracks all these apps and what they're doing. And they said that when TikTok shut down, the biggest app to get downloaded was Duolingo and everybody started trying to learn Mandarin, which I think is hilarious. Like, our education system has been failing for so many years, but you shut down fucking TikTok and now everybody's bilingual suddenly. So they have somebody to, you know, give them toothpaste ads for their elbow dancing. I can't.
Yeah. Well, luckily TikTok gets to live another day. It was taken off of pause.
Or as we call it now, TikTok. That was TikTok in Mandarin. So one of the big stories from the past couple of weeks was Lindsay. Dun, dun, dun. Lindsay from Summer House. Went on Amanda's podcast. Amanda is not skinny, but not fat. And Amanda she did Hirsch. An interview with her, and she told us all the Dorinda tea. And we had just been talking about this because the Traitors is back. So we recapped the Traitors on our Patreon. And we were talking about why Lindsay wasn't there. And we were saying the rumor is that Lindsay was pregnant. Not many people knew. Dorinda found out, tattletailed on Lindsay, got Lindsay fired from Summer House because it's dangerous, probably. And so, you know, that sucks of Dorinda. And then when Dorinda got kicked off, we were speculating maybe people didn't try to save Dorinda because they knew all the dirty shit that happened with Lindsay. So that stuff's all speculation until Lindsay Hubbard blasts, quote unquote, really drunk Dorinda Medley for spreading rumors she was pregnant and miscarried.
Yeah. So basically, Lindsay said that Dorinda went to a party at Margaret Joseph's house and got drunk and started telling everyone that she was pregnant. And then the word got back to Lindsay and she was like, WTF. And by the way, is that legal for a corporation to fire someone if they're pregnant? If this is what happened.
Well, I mean, if your job involves stomach punching, I mean, yeah.
Well, but what Lindsay said, though, is at that point when Dorinda was saying this stuff, Lindsay had already lost her baby. And so which was made this all.
No. So basically what Dorinda was doing, she got wasted at this party and was like, oh, yeah, you know, Lindsay Hubbard. Yeah, she was pregnant, but she lost her baby. And telling everybody that. And Lindsay's like, oh, why wouldn't you tell people that I had a miscarriage when I didn't? And especially after I've already had that happen in my life, you know, like that's crazy. And so she doesn't really even know the truth because she hasn't called Dorinda. And this is the thing, like everybody's saying, why isn't Lindsay on Real Housewives of New York? Because she's transitioned into motherhood now, right? So that seems like a natural fit. She could stay on Bravo. This is why. Because she goes on some pod, you need to go to that lady. Bring Andy in a camera and go to that lady and yell at her. That's what we need. The Lindsay versus Dorinda fight. I need this in my life.
That would be a great reboot to the reboot. Would be if those two were both on Roni. I guess what I don't understand. So this is where they have a feud. I still don't totally see how it impacts the traders, because the rumor had previously been that Lindsay was pregnant and then she was keeping it secret and then it was outed, so she was fired. But if she had tragically lost her child, then her baby, that how would that impact the traders, if you know what I'm saying? Because then she could still, like, if the issue
you mean,
was
like,
the
how did the rumor impact it? Well, it's first of all, it's Dorinda. So who knows how this actually happened? I think it probably was something in the telephone game, probably like, you know, that girl's pregnant and she tried to come on the Traitors and she's already had a miscarriage. So, and now you're going to try to come on Traitors and not keep your baby safe? I would imagine it was something like that. Mm. And then by the time it got back to Lindsay, she said that you've had a miscarriage, that you're pregnant and you've already had a miscarriage or something. And now Lindsay's saying, well, why is she saying I have a miscarriage? I mean, I don't know, but just from watching these shows for so many years, I don't know. Sounds right to me.
Yeah.
But who knows? It's Looney Tunes, and it's fucked up for Dorinda to do that. And also, no shock. And Lindsay did also say in her interview where she was like, well, I mean, is it smart to go on a reality show that's really physically intensive while you're pregnant? Probably not. But, like, why is she going around saying this shit, basically?
Well, then Dorinda replied to, by saying, these rumors are 100% false, and this was already addressed in July, and NBC and Bravo both addressed this, and it's very sad that she did this. Medley, who rarely comments on gossip, mentioned Hubbard could have picked up the phone and talked us out rather than continuing to perpetuate the narrative.
She says, as she calls OK.
Yeah.
You know what, okay, this is Dorinda Medley. Would you have Lindsay call me, please? Because I can't take this shit anymore. And tell her if she doesn't, she's going to be okayed out. All right, get her on the phone back, that bitch.
Do you know what they should? They should rename your magazine from okay to not well, bitch.
So that was that. Who knows what's going to happen? Lindsay is spicy as ever, though. So that's fun. Because she's ready to rumble, and I loved it. And just hearing her in the interview again, why does it feel like 20 years since Summer House has been on? It feels like forever to me.
It really does. And it was only on set like 7 months ago. which is what's crazy.
I think maybe because so much happened towards the end of that season, like they built up two new heroes, which were Wes and Jesse Solomon. And then they tore down those heroes. And then we had the whole first half of the season where everybody's like, oh, my God, poor victim Carl. And then the end of the season where at least half the audience was like, Carl's not the victim here. And there were just so many big changes that happened. Maybe they were just like huge arcs that normally take a couple of years to play out. I don't know.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. You know how everyone's all about new year, new me? Well, on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, we're taking it to a whole other level. We're talking new year, new perspectives. And honey, it's gonna change your life. I sat down with astrology queen, Chani Nicholas. Y'all, if you want to understand yourself better this year, this episode is it. And then there's my chat with the incredible Da Vinci, where nothing was off the table. If you're looking to level up your mindset this year, his words are definitely going to hit different. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. Catch it on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for the full experience, head to my YouTube channel. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app. Let's make this year our best one yet, baby. Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Keke Palmer, and let me tell you, we're kicking off this new year with a whole new mindset. You know how everyone's all about new year, new me? Well, on Baby, This is Keke Palmer, we're taking it to a whole other level. We're talking new year, new perspectives. And honey, it's going to change your life. I sat down with astrology queen, Chani Nicholas. Y'all, if you want to understand yourself better this year, this episode is it. And then there's my chat with the incredible Da Vinci, where nothing was off the table. If you're looking to level up your mindset this year, his words are definitely going to hit different. If you're ready for that new year, new mindset energy, you've got to tune in to Baby, This is Keke Palmer. Catch it on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. And for the full experience, head to my YouTube channel. If you're looking for more podcasts to help you tend to your well-being, check out New Year, New Mindset on the Wondery app. Let's make this year our best one yet, baby.
It was such a good season. And I feel like one thing that's really fun about doing the crappies is that like you get to kind of like remember the stuff that happened earlier in the year, because right now we're so present tense. We're always focusing on like right now it's like Salt Lake City. Like all I can think about is Salt Lake City, Beverly Hills, etc. But like we forget that Summer House had an amazing season, like an amazing season. And Orange County had like an amazing season. And New Jersey, for all its dysfunction, gave us great moments. But it's you're right, though, like Summer House feels like it was so long ago. It's like, wow, can barely remember it.
It does. Well, listening to Lindsay on this podcast is pretty funny because, you know, Amanda's a really good interviewer and she's like everybody's best friend, or at least it seems like she's everybody's best friend, and she can get them to kind of open up and stuff. So she's talking to Lindsay and Lindsay's like,
and Amanda, I have never opened up about this and never until now. Like, you've really made it, Amanda.
And she's like, oh, thanks. Thanks, Lindsay. That's like one of the biggest podcasts in the country. She's like, yeah, thanks for your approval, Linz.
Like, yeah, you made it now. Congratulations. But yeah, I'm talking about it here, everybody.
So I thought that was pretty good. That happened a little while ago. Let's see what else. So this keeps coming up. Robbie Williams, who is currently being played by a monkey in the movies.
Yes.
that monkey movie, whatever it's called. Yes. Listen, you guys can't put a monkey movie out the same year as Chimp Crazy. I've already got Tanya in my life. You can't try and upstage Tanya. Now, if Robbie's mother in the film was someone who was like, Robbie, please don't leave me. I need you to be here with, stay with me. Stay at home. I would have watched that, but Robbie Williams being played by a monkey. I don't know.
Yeah, surprisingly, that movie was a huge bomb. Who would have ever thought that a biopic where they replaced the star with a monkey wouldn't really land with audiences, especially a biopic of a singer who people might know in America, had like a moment 25 years ago in America, but is like not like that famous over here compared to the UK. Who'd have thought it would bomb? But so I guess the news is that Robbie Williams' wife of 15 years, Ada Field, she was a bartender, and she said, Andy said,
what happens. Just gave yes. And was like, wait, he's bartender. Dating a bartender?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what comes out of Sir. But Andy was like, hey, I mean, can I be real and say that we've asked Ada to be Real Housewives of Beverly Hills like 5 years in a row?
So she was like, you need to ask my husband to do it. I don't know how she talks because I didn't watch this. I'm just reading the article. Does she talk like this? Was she like, well, you need to ask my husband about it because this motherfucker, this monkey... But, apparently he doesn't want her to do it. Well, this got people talking, and people were saying, oh, this must be one of the 14 friends. So, you know what I mean, right? The crystal.
Oh, crystals?
14 friends that dumped her.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's speculating that this is part of that friend group and that she was the one who was supposed to be. Because supposedly that whole thing was one of Crystal's friends wanted to be on Beverly Hills. And they weren't getting on it or something wasn't working out with them. And Crystal was shit talking the show. This is all gossip. I have no idea. This comes from Reddit comments, what I'm saying. So supposedly Crystal was like, oh, don't worry. That show sucks anyway. It's trash. And then Crystal got an audition and started going through the process of casting and didn't tell any of these girls who were trying to get on the show. And then when she got on the show, she'd been shit talking the show, but now she's on the show. And so they were like, well, fuck this girl trying to make us not want to get on the show when she was trying to get on it the whole time. So that's the original rumors that I heard back then. So now supposedly it's this girl, this Aida, who was going to do it, but then her husband didn't let her. And then Crystal stole her thunder.
Good for Crystal. Good for you, Crystal. You should steal her thunder. Ada is from Los Angeles. I just looked it up. She was born in Los Angeles. She's American. So it means that she does not have a nice, fun British accent. I mean, she probably talks like this. Like, I actually totally want to be a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But unfortunately, I'm like too busy raising our children's Cruz and Baxter and Doorknob. So it just takes a lot of time. And unfortunately, I don't have as much time as like Crystal, who does basically nothing with her time.
Yeah, it's really hard keeping Keyhole in line. Let me tell you, that kid does not listen. The second it's finished eating food, just starts throwing it at my face.
I've taken Keyhole to so many like baby yoga Lattes classes and he's like getting really good about doing wheel. I'm so proud of him.
Oh my God, you guys. So news being confirmed in the comments. God, I love this. We need comments for every show we do because just yes. This immediate fact check is amazing. But it says, Ryan says, I think Crystal said this on Cynthia's podcast. I think, isn't that Cynthia and Crystal's podcast? Don't they have a podcast together now? And then someone said, Maximus' mom said, Crystal actually said all that on Jeff Lewis last week. Okay. Oh, so fine. That? It's not from a Reddit comment anymore. Now it's verified.
It's from Crystal. Fine. So you know what makes me mad? This rumor is from Crystal herself. I want her to be the subject of rumor, not the one spreading it. Gosh, that's not as fun.
That's funny. Thanks you guys. So that's interesting. So it's also the best storyline that Crystal's ever had. So get this lady,
Crystal.
Yeah, get this lady and get Crystal and let's watch them fight it out.
Yeah, let's see what Ada has to say. Well, I think they'll miss their window because without Crystal, then Ada becomes less interesting, right? I mean, I guess they can say, oh, like her husband is like British pop royalty, and then maybe that could cause something with Dorit and Boy George and like a rivalry there. But I don't know. I think we could do better than Ada. I'm just gonna say that right now.
I don't even know her. But I'm assuming she's a monster. I mean, I would love that.
Of course she is. She's got to be. If Andy Cohen was trying to get her on the show for 5 years straight and she still didn't sign up, like if Andy Cohen doesn't chase anyone for 5 years, I don't think, and at least not anyone who's not famous. So she must, her monstrosity must be so big that they're like, we got to, like, she's our whale, our white whale.
Our white whale. Okay. So in other Summer House news, not that was Summer House news, but we were talking about Summer House stuff earlier. Guys, just wanted to check in with one of the manliest men that I've ever known. He's the kind of man who can get us hard, but all while wanting us to be soft. It's Carl Radke, guys. It's Carl Radke.
Carl Radke
reveals his current relationship status. It took some time to heal. Took some time to heal, guys.
Yeah, I took some time to heal from when I made Lindsay look crazy and made myself look like I was being abused by her. Took some time to heal from that.
Yeah, it was really hard. I read this article because it said, click here to hear about Carl Radke's new love life or something like that. So I clicked it, obviously, like, who is this sucker? You know, I just wanted to go look at this girl's Instagram and comment, no, I wouldn't do that. Under my own name. So it is. Then I got to the article. It's like, still not ready, but I'm almost ready. I've got like three pairs of white pants ready to go out on the town.
I think someone like was fucking with him and said that before you start dating again, you have to write a business proposal. So now he's like, yeah, I'm just not quite ready to put myself out there. I'm just not yet. Not ready.
Not done with the pipe yet. So we'll see later.
He explains why he's not ready with a very self-serving comment, which is, being a very public person, it presents a layer of challenge sometimes with meeting and dating. So I've had some things where like people may have like ulterior motives, or like someone I'm interested in just doesn't want to do anything with this. So it could be either way. I'm like, oh, so now you know how it feels when someone has an ulterior motive. They'll say anything just to get with you, but they really have an ulterior motive and have no interest in having a relationship with you in the first place. Isn't that funny? Because that's kind of what we watched you do to people for the first 5 or 6 years on the show.
Oh, Carl Key. That's Carl's couple name if he ends up with himself. Carl Key.
Carl Key.
But I love that he revealed all this fascinating information on Jen Fessa's podcast. Hello, your name is Carl. Hello, Carl. I'm Jen Fessa. You ever heard of me? You ever heard of Tony Soprano? Then you've heard of me. All right, I was under Tony for a minute. Anyway, let's talk about your love life. So I just like that Carl did his big heavy-hitting interview with Jen Fessler.
And Jackie Goldschneider is 2 Jersey Jays. So Jackie was there too. Jackie was like, now let me tell you something. Would you agree that Dolores is a slob? Because I really believe that.
Hold on, guys. I just got a text. Wait a minute, Jackie. I'm a slob.
Wow. I have a lot of things to say, but I'm just like not quite ready to say them yet. But like, I was kind of thinking about like, whatever I do say, I want to say it in brick and mortar. So looking forward to
Ding
that.
Ding dong, flower delivery for Carl. Oh my God, I just got flowers. Hold on, let me read the card. Your white pants are dead. Oh God damn, that woman is harsh. That woman is harsh. She's taking me out.
By the way, people have told us that Jackie Goldschneider was not part of the Carl interview. Is just Jen Fessler. So.
Oh, thanks. You see, that was not misinformation from me. That came straight from the desk of Mr. Ben Mandelker.
That's right. Hey, Ronnie, I just need you to be a little softer with me with those accusations. Okay, like, hey, I see what you're trying to do there, but like, just be a little softer. A little more
they have these things in Europe. I go to Europe, so like, I know how they do things over there. Au revoir. Au revoir, by the way. Put your au revoir on me. Okay, so
put your croissant on me. Yeah.
In Europe, they have drinks without alcohol in them, and they call them soft drinks, which is crazy. Yeah. I'm bringing it to America. Yeah.
Apparently, Steph is a bagel in the comments says, those voices are actually hot on you, so stop.
That's how we talk when we leave here. We're like, hey, I'm Rondell. I'll take a Malibu soda.
I just don't understand. I don't know if I can trust Steph Zabagel's ulterior motives. It's kind of like being a public person. You know, you got to question these things. So
I'm so public.
I was thinking about, like, after I open up Soft, opening up a store just called Public, or maybe Publix. I don't know, because I'm so public.
I'm so public. I'm basically traded by anybody. So sorry for the stupid hat, but I'm seriously so.
I love the layers of hat wearers. Like, you took off your hood to reveal a hat.
Well, this, I needed the hood to keep the ears warm, but I'm warming up a little, so I could ease up on the hood.
I'm sorry, now, it's so cold.
You know, in a world that's burning, that's got crazy inaugurations happening, everybody's fighting, everything's going crazy, blah, 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 blah. You know, I love a good story just hating on Kyle Richards. It's like my new pastime. And listen, I don't even feel anything. And obviously hate, I just, you know, that's not a real term. It's just like a play watching people on TV term. But, you know, over the years, Kyle's made me so crazy on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And now I just find it so hilarious. Like, I'm actually finding it so hilarious now. But it's funny watching the world go crazy over Kyle. So there are a couple things out because Beverly Hills is airing, as we all know. The first one is not anti-Kyle, but it's report. This is from Reality T. Kyle Richards wants Dorit Kemsley to leave Beverly Hills amid really ugly feud. Allegedly, she wants to push her out. There were rumors that the cast was rebelling against Kyle and, according to an insider, trying to take her down. However, the show seems to be more favorable towards Kyle, so that could be another roadblock. Wait, is there any story in here?
It's literally like two paragraphs saying the rumor is that Kyle wants Dorit taken off the show. And what Kyle's doing, so now there's another report alleging that Kyle is actually trying to get rid of Dorit. An insider who is allegedly close to production told OK, not well. What Kyle's doing to Dorit is really ugly. She's trying to go around to get everyone on her side when it's obvious to the viewers that the other women she's talking to, the women she's talking to PK about personal things.
Yeah.
Who could blame Dorit for being mad about it?
Well, who could blame Dorit? Well, that's what happens. She goes for everybody else. She's eventually going to come for you if you don't agree. I mean, what the hell? You helped her do it last time. I don't feel for you, Dorit. Although I'm enjoying your season this season, but, you know.
Kyle does have... You're not going
to
get me
to feel sorry for you on Kyle being mean to you. Duh.
I mean, if we run the tapes back, I'm like a large majority of the people who've left the show were enemies of Kyle, right? Camille, enemy of Kyle. Lisa Vanderpump, enemy of Kyle. Although, maybe this theory doesn't hold water because Rinna, ally of Kyle. Teddy, ally of Kyle. Yolanda, just Yolanda. Okay, my theory has Carlton, which enemy of Kyle. The theory is back on track.
Yeah.
Catherine. Catherine, what's her face? OJ's ex, right? I think she may have been an enemy of Kyle, perhaps.
Oh, do we have a Jesus person in here? Oh, there's somebody in yes, the comment. Oh my gosh, is. Someone named Faithful Servant. Okay, let me read it. Romans 10:13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Well, thank God. That's good. Hey, Lord, half the city's still burning. You on that? Great. Thanks, faithful servant. Good job. Welcome.
Yes. I love that. I love that for our chat. It's just some nice, good old-fashioned spirituality. The point is this. Kyle sucks.
Kyle sucks.
Kyle sucks. And if she is trying to push out Dorit, like, I don't think it's going to work because I think Dorit is too entrenched in the show. And also she has the public behind her because everyone sees that Kyle is on the wrong, both about the stupid BravoCon thing, which was kind of a manufactured point that she made to try to bolster up the fact that she was a total, like, asshole at the reunion saying that she and Dorit were never really friends. And then she's also totally in violation of girl code by texting with PK. And then she's acting like it's no big deal. Sorry, Kyle, you're kind of failing in all of your arguments this season.
I know. I love it. Okay. So the next story is Brittany Bateman. You guys, the takeover star from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Guys, do you remember her? Of course you do. You've been thinking about her ever since the last episode of Salt Lake City ended. It's Brittany Bateman. So Brittany Bateman, this is on Bravo News, BravoTV.com. Bravo. So Brittany Bateman's next career move after Salt Lake City season 5 has been revealed, and it includes a sold on SLC connection. On January 16th, Presidio Real Estate Manager founding broker Jennifer Meow took to Instagram to reveal that Brittany will now be an agent at her brokerage. Ooh.
Love this. This is a great turn for Brittany. I want to see Brittany showing houses because she'll be so bad at it.
I have an announcement to make.
Brittany, Brittany, I haven't put out the charcuterie yet, but we can start the meeting. Yes, what would you like to say?
Jared didn't do it,
but he did propose to me
in a Costco.
No, Brittany, no, he didn't.
Brittany, we agreed we're not going to be talking about personal matters at the Presidio Group during our meetings. This is a violation of the Gen Yo Code of Standards and Ethics.
Gen Yo, you got her on that one. She's apparently going to be on sold on SLC, but unfortunately that show's getting canceled. We all know it. Why are we pretending that show has a shelf life? Brittany, you are running from being canceled on one show to getting canceled on the next show, girl.
I am so impressed with Brittany's ways to get onto Osmond Lane. She's like, well, if Jared is a dead end, maybe someone will need a realtor. I'm going to step foot on that lane one way or another.
I'm loving this this comment from, is it showing, from Aaron, that says Brittany singing the real estate videos promoting her business. She would totally do that too. She'd come on in like a green face and be like,
I'm defying subway tiles.
You guys, but what about me? Okay, like, don't you want to buy a house from me? This is not fair, guys. I'm selling a house too. Come on.
I thought that was pretty funny. Brittany, you know what? Brittany's a star. Move her to a show. What do we have? Hire her in Candy's restaurant. Sorry, boss, we canceled that one. Right. Sold on SLC. Do we still have that one where the kids are vacationing together with a group of their friends? What was that called, Ben?
Invite only Cabo.
Like, we could use somebody to throw off a wave runner this year. Like, sorry, that one was.
What about New York City prep? Can Brittany join a prep school? Has she aged out of that? What about princesses? Princesses Long Island. By the way, it's sold on SLC.
Could she just start working out at a lesbian gym?
I was actually dabbling. I was sort of skimming through a Rachel Zoe project episode today, and wow, mid-aughts Bravo! What a sight to behold.
They need to bring her back. She deserves another chance. Every time I'm in the Home Goods, they still have her stuff, and I love it. It's all really cool stuff. I actually bought some Rachel Zoe towels. They're terrible. Can I just tell you, the quality is absolutely terrible, and they all come unstrung. Like, you dry yourself one time and they're just like a pile of threads on the floor, but they're so cute.
It's cute threads. She's like, I die. These threads die.
Bah, nah, nah.
Sold on SLC is a really good show that people should watch. And it kind of has like everything that I want, you know, Mormon stuff and like real estate. So like,
that's it. That's all.
It's fun.
Need.
There's always the same house, but I like it. I think it's a good show and deserves a second season.
Okay, so big news in the world of Project Runway. Dun, 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 dun. First of all, Project Runway is not, I believe it's not coming back to Bravo. It's coming back to
Freeform.
Freeform, Disney Plus and Hulu. And guess who's coming back? It's Heidi Klum.
I mean, we knew that would happen someday when her Amazon version, like she and Tim trying to make that Amazon version happen. It was like, okay, that show, but it wasn't amazing. And it also, every week there was like, every episode there was like a wacky moment where they would do something silly, like Heidi and Tim. And I fully believe that was like Heidi, who's like, okay, you know what I think would be really funny? Would be if we like go and walk around the town and we do say funny things. Because you know that Tim Gunn is not trying to do wacky things with paint and whatever silliness. So the point is, it was an inferior show. It was only a matter of time before Heidi went back to the mothership.
I'm sorry. I agree with you, but I was drinking a nice big chug of water because I believe in staying hydrated.
You had a big chug. I am sad, though, that Project Runway is going to be on Freeform and not on Bravo. I mean, why did Bravo not pick it up? It just seems like it's just so much a part of Bravo's original DNA and such a good show. And it's just, it's, I don't know. I don't like this.
You know what Bravo needs to do? They need to start getting shows that people need. Okay. I know Netflix already has this, but I want the Great British Baking Show on Bravo. It just seems like it would be more home there. And then they could spin those characters off and put them on Traders and stuff. And you could have like Alina, the lady who's like, oh yeah, you want to mess with mama? You're going to get some from me. Like, yeah. I love that lady. I love all the people on there.
They need to, I think that I've like, Bravo tried to sort of go into lifestyle a little bit a few years ago when they had Home by Bravo.
Oh, they keep trying. They've been doing that forever. Remember?
Yeah.
See you later, decorators.
Of course. But like, I don't know why they've never really been able to capitalize off of Top Chef. I feel like Top Chef is a marquee show for them. I love it. I love Top Chef time. And they've, you know, Just Desserts was great. I enjoyed Masters, but they got rid of both of those. And then they do these shitty half-baked concepts like Top Chef Amateurs. There's got to be a way to like expand the Top Chef thing. Like Food Network has so much stuff. I think that like Bravo could definitely explore the food space more because we obviously tune in to Bravo for like the best food programming. It's better than Food Network, so they have to just if there were like a cooking show on Bravo, I would love that.
Yeah,
they never will do
well
that.
We'll see. Who knows? They need to come up with some new ideas, so let's see what they come up with in the next couple of years. So let's see, there's rumors Nini's coming back, but you know what, this could literally be any week for the past, what, 3-4 years that we could be saying. Yeah. There's rumors that Nini's coming back, but these latest are reported on dailymail.com. Nini Leakes cuts a stylish figure in NYC after dishing on possible return to Roar. So let's see. Someone asked her after Tamron Hall, basically, and she said, they talk about her clothes a lot. They love her clothes. I mean, I guess they're cute. Oh my God, her face. Nini has a new face. Have you seen it?
Look at that link. I heard that she got a new face. I'm going. I'm trying to.
It looks pretty, but it's very new. It might smell like, I don't recognize her at all. Normally you can see someone in there like, hi, I remember you. But yeah, this is totally different. Yeah. I think it looks nice.
It looks very nice. I think it's like, I think it's great work.
Yeah. So anyway, she is, where's the quote? Just get to the quote. I'm a Nini Leakes fan. I love her. Where is she? Bring her back. Cynthia Erivo. Oh, yeah, because, you know, Cynthia Erivo is so good and wicked. Now people will cast Housewives shows based on her wishes, I guess. So she's like, I'm a Nini Leakes fan. I just love her. Bring her back. Where is she? If you were a Nini Leakes fan, you would know where she is, ma'am. Okay?
Yes, exactly. I mean, look, I'm at a point in my life where I'm down for Nini Leakes to come back. Like, she really bothered me for a while because she just became such a diva. And like, my thing is, I don't like when people think that they're bigger than the shows that they are on. And so I get frustrated. But at this point, yeah, I mean, Nini's obviously like one of the best of all time, you know, one of the best. So I'm ready. I would take Bethany back. I swear to God, I will. Like, these people drive me nuts. And yet I also fully understand their value that they add to these shows.
Nothing will make you want Bethany and Nini back like Bryn and Aaron.
This is really true.
I mean, seriously.
They are like, yeah, yeah.
It's like definitely. When you don't really appreciate frozen yogurt until you're starving and not eating ice cream. And then you're like, oh my God, this is actually pretty good. Not that Nini's frozen yogurt. God, I'm just really hungry. But yeah, she was one of the greats. Too. She should get another chance. Just do it. But by the way, for anyone looking for an actual quote, there is no quote in here. She just says, I don't know, if the opportunity was right and the check was on point, why not? That was it. Everybody's saying that she made up with Andy, though. Have you heard that?
Amy? I did not hear that, but that's nice to hear. I mean, I think that Andy's really smart, and he knows, I don't know, I think that like, listen, he oversees shows where people have these huge fights, and then against all odds, they make amends. So he's probably just following suit because he probably knows it might be good to have Nini in the back pocket to throw into one of these shows.
Hmm. Tamini in the back pocket sounds terrifying.
Yeah, it's not.
Every time you go out there for a piece of gum, it's just telling you off. And another thing. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. God damn it. I forgot you were in my back pocket. Did you just sit on me? I'm so sorry. So the internet was set a litter. It was a litter. Many kittens came out of the story. It was set. No, I'm not saying that. So Paige DeSorbo went to some kind of game. Was it football or something?
Football game. She went to the Eagles playoff game, I believe.
And she was seen with mystery man, rumored to be Joe D'Amelio, which he's not a mystery man. That is who that was. Mm-hmm. And people were freaking out like, Paige is dating that weirdo. He was trying to date Teresa when she was divorced. And so it became this huge thing, but I don't think she's dating him. She just liked to take pictures in the box seats, you know? And who wouldn't?
I think you're like, yeah, I think you're allowed to go to a football game with like someone. And if she is dating him, so what? She's single. She's allowed to date people. She's allowed to date people, especially people who are going to like get sweet boxes at, you know, the playoff game. Why not? Go for it.
Yeah. Lala can't, this is the last one. There's so many. I'm just like stringing through these. There's a lot of not a lot. You know what I mean? So this is from In Touch Weekly. Exclusive details. Lala Kent slammed by ex Vanderpump Rules co-star Faith in emotional court declaration. So former Vanderpump Rules star Faith Stowers accused producers of pressuring her into staying silent about an alleged incident involving co-star Lala Kent. Ooh, this is the knife thing where she pulled the knife, huh?
I think so. Yeah, she said that Lala pulled a knife on her. Which is,
oh my gosh.
You know.
So Faith is arguing that the agreements she signed for the show are invalid and unenforceable. And she asked the court to allow her lawsuit to move forward. And what did the court say? She claimed we know all this stuff. So over time, her treatment got even worse. Many cast members embarked on an overtly racist social media harassment. Okay, we know this stuff, right? So in a declaration, Faith added, I was also attacked by a cast member brandishing a knife to my neck while threatening to cut a bitch. I was terrified I'd be stabbed. Oh, so this is the thing that she had already said about the knife. They're just, man, the court system, justice is really slow, huh?
Yeah, it's slow. It's not like Judge Judy. You know, it takes a long time.
They need to get Faith Kathy Bates up in here. She'll get that shit solved in a week and have everybody hoodwinked the whole time about some other mystery. Get Matlock in here.
Yeah, so Faith basically said the production kind of covered it up and said, like, if she spoke out about it, it would come with severe career ramifications. So she held her tongue and everything. Then she also said that despite this, she said that NBC declined to exercise my option, whatever that is. And she was not asked to come back as a full-time cast member, as we know, despite the fact that she kept it quiet about this situation. She wasn't actually made a full-time cast member. And then that she was forced to sign a new contract stating that she would be a volunteer, and she was relegated to volunteer status for her final two seasons on the show and didn't receive any compensation despite being treated like an employee. God, who was handling Faith's contracts and who was not? Like, somebody needs to advocate for her to say, no.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole thing's a mess. I thought there was going to be something new in there, but you're just still going for Lala. Get her.
Yeah.
Get her, I say. Well, it's Lala, so go get her. Well, I think it's time to turn it over to the audience. What do you think, Ben?
I think that's a great idea.
Everybody who's listening on audio, thank you so much for being here. We do this every other Monday live at 5:30 Pacific time. And at the end of the show, we turn it over to the audience, bring everybody up on video chat and chat for a few minutes. So you guys on video, stay here, and everybody else, we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's got a leg up, it's Beth Annie.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Put on a kettle for Rebecca Weddle.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.